Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Echa Gittel. We're going to be discussing the inyan of Nasha Mitzvah Shesman Grama and Kalayim B'Tzitzis. The Sifri and the Pasuk of Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'Ratalayim v'Sulem Tzitzis writes, V'Sulem Tzitzis afa nashim b'mashma. Even women, it's mashma, even women have the word Tzitzis. Rabbi Shimon Poter as Hanashim and Tzitzis m'pnei Shem Mitzvah Shesman Grama Nashim B'Turas. But Reb Shimon says that women are patur from tzitzis because it's a mitzvah shezman grama from which nashim are absolved. They're pturas. She's a klal Reb Shimon called mitzvah shezman grama nashim pturas v'noig b'nashim lo b'nashim, because the klal Reb Shimon is that all mitzvah shezman grama, women are patur, and it's noig b'nashim with men and not with women. Ayin sham in the Sifri in Chagiga Tazayin Amit Beis, we have a brisa Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, etc. V'samach v'daber b'nei Yisrael v'samach b'nei Yisrael somchim v'minos Yisrael somchos. We have a pasuk that tells us that the sons of Israel do smicha, lean on the animal before the shechita, and not the girls. So women don't do smicha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, or b'nei Yisrael somchos rishos. No, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon argue and say that women have the right to do smicha. They have rishos. They have permission to do smicha if they wish. And Rabbi Yossi tells the story. Sachli Abi Elazar. Elazar told me, "Pam achas elenu egel shel zivchei shlam, v'venu le'ezrus nashim." We once had an egel of zivchei shlam. We brought it to the ezrus nashim, v'samchol of nashim, and the women did smicha. Lo b'nei she smicha b'nashim, ela k'dei la'asis nachas ruach b'nashim. Not because smicha is allowed to be done with women, but rather to give nachas ruach, to give them pleasure, make them feel good. Frak the Gemara, v'isa g'dayit el smicha b'chol kochu b'inan. And now we're asking Akash in the opinion that when you do smicha, when you lean on the animal, you have to lean with all your keich. Mishim nachas ruach de nashim of dinin avoyde bekotshim. Because of nachas ruach of women, we do avoyde bekotshim. Just to make a woman feel better, we're going to allow them to do avoyde bekotshim, to lean on the animal's avoyde. You're not allowed to work, you're not allowed to use the animal for your own purposes. So here that's what they're doing if they're leaning on it for their own, with all their might. So it can't be, says the Gemara, that smichas b'chol kochu, otherwise we wouldn't allow them to do it for nachas ruach. Elav shema mina, rather we learn from here, lo bina b'chol kochu, you don't need to do smicha with all your koch. It doesn't have to be done with all your koch, and that's why we allowed nashim to do it, to do smicha, shalo b'chol kochu. And for the Gemara, no, really I'll tell you that you have to need smicha b'chol hakoch. And the women were told, akfi yadaychu, put your hands around, don't lean. Don't lean with all of your koch. Akfi yadaychu. Literally that means surround your hands. To put your hands gently on the animal and not to make it heavy on the animal. So it emerges then that the women didn't do avodah b'kachim, and they also weren't mekayim the mitzvah of smicha. They just did a maisa that's doimel smicha, and thus is genug zu machen for the weiber nachas riach. And that's enough that the woman should feel good. Oh, you know, they were somehow shutfos, they were somehow partners in this havas ha-carbon. Benos Yisrael Kedoshos, they want to have a chelik in the carbon, so to make them feel good. Akvi Adaycha, we told them, you know, don't lean on the animal, but do it gently. Yachi lo b'nei shesmicha b'nashim. So if that's the case, why does it say that we brought the animal to the women, not because they're smicha b'nashim, rather lachat nasas lachas ruach l'nashim? Tell me better. Tell me they didn't do smicha in the first place. Take away the animal of smicha klal. Tell me they didn't do smicha b'chlal. I'm Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami's answers. Chad of oid kam are two things. Chad of one thing, less smicha klal. There's no smicha at all for the viber. It's garnished. It's akfi yadaychu. And also, in addition, k'dei lasis nachas ruach, and also wanted to make them feel good. But in addition, it's also that it wasn't smicha at all. Ad kan hasugya b'meseches chagiga, baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we were zochet to learn a sugya in meseches chagiga. The Ravid in his parish Torah's Kohanim, v'yikra dibur d'nedav, reish parashas abeis, brings two shitas. There's one man d'armor that according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, remember Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, the ones who said, b'nos Yisrael somchas rishus. So according to one opinion, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, Nashim mutaris l'smocha karbanim, even smicha gemura b'chol kocha. And there's no problem of vodah b'nashim. Shekach nidna Torah, la nashim choyvel, la nashim rishus. Like Anoshim, we have women have rishus to keep the Torah, whereas the men are chayiv. Made a little life easy on women. They have other responsibilities that are more pressing, but it's rishus for women. And for men, it's a chova. In all areas, a mitzvah shizman grama. Aval pi sheish b'isur Torah. Even though it's a mitzvah Torah, well, women are still allowed to do it. Kegon, sitz shal tcheles b'nashim. Let's say you're wearing, women want to wear tcheles, which is shatnis, because the tcheles is wool and the garment is linen. So they're allowed to. They have a right. What about the sugyan chagiga that we see that they akfi yadaichu? They didn't do proper smicha. Why they're allowed to rishus? So according to one opinion brought by the Ravids, medubar shakurban lo aya shel anashim. It wasn't theirs. If it was theirs, they would have done proper smicha, but it wasn't theirs. So they only did akfi yadaichu. V'yesh mandi amar shagam. The Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Shimon, yesh od mandi amar nosaf. That also going to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, we don't allow women to do nisa daraisa. Loi sharinan lenoshim isuri daraisa. We don't allow women to do nisa daraisa, which is here a problem because of avodah bekachim. And why were they matir smicha only back for yadaichu? And according to this sheet, the kalayim betzitzis, we also don't allow women to do because it's shanis. Tarmanisht. It's a sul. The Ravid also writes at the end that according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who argue, and they don't allow smicha menashim at all, even back for yadaichu, lo mebayetz pashat chelos betzitzis, that we don't allow them because that's an isdar aiso. El afilu birkat lulav, we don't allow. Mishum sheyesh bazeh isul bracha sheina tzricha. Even birkas halulav we don't allow. Why? Because in isa bracha sheina tzricha. About yeshiva sukkah, v'natilas lulav gufayu, that we allow. To sit in the sukkah and to take lulav, ain't baya. But to do something that involves an isa daraisa, that we don't allow. According to this opinion, even ba'akfi yadaichu, even putting your hands on softly, gently, we don't allow. And that means certainly not tcheles betzitzis. Even to make a bracha, we don't allow. And just to take our b'minim, that's no problem. Sit in a sukkah, what's the problem? Mavur b'dvarav. According to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, women can make a mitzvah bracha and a mitzvah shizman gram. It's only according to the other opinion, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, who say lo sharu smicha b'nashim. They say women are allowed to make a bracha and a mitzvah shizman gram. But according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, they are allowed to make a bracha and a mitzvah shizman gram. And even according to the second sheet, certainly according to the first sheet, that they're allowed to. They're even allowed to do smicha on their own carbon. But even according to the second sheet, they're not allowed to do smicha. But lohotur lenoshim lasa sisu daraisa kdei lekayim mitzvah man grama. Even according to the second sheet, the women aren't allowed to do a nisu daraisa to be mekayim mitzvah man grama, and they're not allowed to wear kalayim betzitzis. Nevertheless, they can make the bracha on a mitzvah shizman grama. V'davka the Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, asura sein levarich. I ain't shaman the Ravid. V'zet tamua me'ot. Because l'chora, what's the yisod of the machlokas between the two shitas? The shivra shita holds that women are not mitzuvos on mitzvah shizman grama, but they're not mufka from the kiyum. They're allowed to be Mekayim and Mela. They're allowed to wear Kalayim Mitzitzis. They can make a Bracha Mitzitzis Man Gromas. But the second sheet that Luchora holds, that women are Mufkos Legamre Mikium Mitzitzis Esish Man Groma. Women are completely precluded from doing Mitzitzis Esish Man Groma. If women are precluded from the Mitzitzis Man Gromas, then how on earth do we allow them to make a bracha? The other shita holds that they're not, there's no kiyum at all. That's why they're not allowed to be somich b'chol kochan. According to the first shita, they're allowed to be somich b'chol kochan. According to the second shita, they're not allowed to be somich b'chol kochan. So that means l'chor, they're mufka from the mitzvah. If they're mufka from the mitzvahs, then how do we allow them to make a bracha? Kasha. Vayim b'toyis chagiga b'tez zayin amud beis dir maschil asas Rosh Hashanah lamed gimel amud alf dir maschil ha u'ba'od kamim mekoymus shem katvu. Then women are allowed to make a bracha mitzvah shaman gorem though they're potter, and they prove it's in the gorem of a camel. The Amr Yosef shayasuma. Yosef was a blinder. He was a blind man. Lo aleinu. So originally, I'd make a yontif. I'd give a kiddush. I'd have a shine lakshin kegel and a potato kegel and cholent. I'd be so happy when someone would tell me lach like Rabbi Yehuda that sumas patur min amitzis, because I'm not ain't a mitzvah v'yoseh. And then afterwards, he was happier to be mitzvah. He wanted to be mitzvah v'yoseh. But originally, he was very happy to be ain't a mitzvah v'yoseh. Now the shaila is, if b'makom shepater ala dover v'oseu, if you're pater and you do it, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Why would he make a yantif? Why would he make a big party if you hold sutta zainam suma zainam mitzvah v'yoseh? What's so great about being ain't a mitzvah v'yoseh? Not so great at all. Harei amafsid abrachas. Vim kein muchach merayas hatosfus shebesuma ubenashim yesh kiyum gamul kein mitzvah v'yoseh. So it must be, from we see from this Rai of Tosis, that Suma Nashim, there's a Kiyum Gamor, Keanu Mitzvah V'yoseh, and Memela, they can make a bracha. But it must be there's a Kiyum Gamor. Because they bring a Raya that there's a Kiyum, because it must be they can make a bracha, because if a suma, if Rabbi Yehuda was so happy that a suma is ainam mitzvah v'yoseh, and he's ainam mitzvah v'yoseh, what about the brachas? Why is he so happy if he's losing the brachas? It must be he can make brachas. If you can make brachas, then you're not mufka from the mitzvah. If you're not mufka from the mitzvah, the kasha in the second man, the Omar, who holds the chor, they are mufka from the mitzvah, and therefore they can't do smicha. So Agon Rav Mordechai Elefant Shlit Zatzal, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Itri. Itri sounds like a real Hebrew Aramaic name, but it's really Rosh Yeshivas, Israeli Torah Research Institute. Used to be one of the most chashuv yeshivas around. Had a shtickle yerida for a while, but now I think they're back up and they're flying. They have an unbelievable Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Aryav Ozer Shlita, mamish pile plus tikagon, a young man. We have many, many shiurim that are based on his shiurim. In any event, the former Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Elefant, who unfortunately was never zochah to have children. So it's always nice to learn Torah of people who don't have children to continue their legacy, so we can have that schus ourselves. So he answers as follows, that we can be mechalik between smicha and other mitzvahs shezman gurumas. And dafka b'smicha, the second shita holds that women are not allowed to do smicha because they have no kiyum in smicha, but shar mitzvah shizman gromas, even the second sheet is modeh that they have a kiyum mitzvah. It's not gedin in smicha. That's why he says smicha they can't do, but everything else they can do. How do you see this? Because in Kedushin daf lamed vav amid aleph we learn in the Mishnah that smicha is no heges by nashim veloy ben nashim, and the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk of darbel bnei Yisrael v'samach bnei Yisrael somchim bnei bnei Yisrael somchis. Zok the Ramban. Shebechol makom lo dorshim mi bnei Yisrael limutei nashim, ela mutei goyim. That the Ramban writes that normally we only darshin bnei Yisrael to exclude goyim and not women. When it says bnei Yisrael yatzu mi Mitzrayim, that includes the women, right? So bnei Yisrael is excluding goyim and not women, but here we're using it to exclude women. Aval smicha lesa p'tur mitzvah ela hamida hisha noheges b'anoshim b'loy b'noshim asher korban shel anoshim b'smicha v'shel noshim b'loy smicha u'b'chai gavna nismad mematinam noshim. I ain't shum in the words of the Heiliger Ramban, and the explanation of what the Ramban's saying is that women we're not mismatos from the mitzvah of smicha, but the miut is be'etzma karbon. Karbon anoshim ain't otoin smicha. The karbon of a woman doesn't require smicha. So if you're memayit mitzvahs, we normally don't memayit. When it says b'nei, we're not memayit b'nos. Just like when it says they left Mitzrayim, we're not memayit b'nos. Mitzvahs they're not excluded from. What we're saying here is that their carbon isn't chayv and smicha in the first place. And therefore you could be memayit from b'nei Yisrael. And then Afgamina is according to what Tosis writes in Menachas Samach Aleph Amid Beis b'Karban Goy, that we require a special pasuk, Karbana v'lo Karban Akum, that the Karban is Patur l'gamrei mismicha, and a Jew shouldn't do smicha for him. Goy can send a Karban, but a Jew shouldn't do smicha. So the Kasha is, as Tosis, so why doesn't it say a miut b'karban ha'isha shelo yismoch acher b'shvila? Just like we have a miut by a karban goy that shelo yismoch acher b'shvila, why don't we have a miut by karban isha shelo yismoch acher b'shvila if she's not doing it? But l'divrei Ramban faren for tekasha from Tosfos, because the miut minashim is be'etzma karban. It's not even chayiv in the first place. That's why there's no miut by karban isha shalei yismach acher. Because there's nothing to talk about. Because it's not chayiv in smicha in the first place. And therefore there's no room to say that somebody else should do smicha for her. So the carbon goy, we have a special pasuk to tell you, carbon avalo carbon akum, that the carbon akum is pater mismichan and a Jew shouldn't do it for him. But by a carbon isha, we don't need such a miut. We know it. The very fact that it says b'nei Yisrael is memayet, that carbonos of nashim aren't even chayv and smicha in the first place. Not that there's a mitzvah and they're pater from it. There's no mitzvah in the first place. They ask, why do we need a pasuk, psukim, to tell you that smichos and tnufos and hagoshos and kmitzos, all these things, to do smich on the animal, to wave the animal, to bring close to the mizbeach, to do kmitza and the mincha? So why do we need psukim to be memayit nashim? Typically, they're all mitzvah shaman grama. It's only noig biyom. So all these karbanot dikinyanim, you should need to be memayit nashim. Nashim are memuot or memela. And Tosis answers that we need a puzzle, we need psukim to tell you that they're mechalal the avod and their avod is puzzle. Not just that they're not chayiv, they're mechalel. And then they ask from smicha, why do we need a pasuk to be memayit nashim? Why do we need a pasuk to be memayit nashim? All right, if no smicha is done, the carbon isn't pasul. So if that's the case, if women do smicha, then the carbon is not going to be nifsal. So you can't tell me it's the pasul of the carbon, because it's not nifsal. So the fact that women aren't chayiv is man grama, and don't tell me it's the pasul of the carbon, because the carbon is not nifsal. I ain't sham bedivrei ha tesvis, but the divrei Ramban, it's very good that you know why women are memuot from smicha. To tell you that the etzem carbon doesn't require smicha. So mitzad mitzvah shezman grama. Mitzad mitzvah shizman grama. We can only learn about the maisa smicha, that women aren't commanded to be somech on the korban. But that can't create a din on the korban that it doesn't require smicha. So the pasuk is memayit in the korban. There's a din in the korban. Not only are women not commanded to smicha, is do a din in the korban that it doesn't require smicha. And now, mefashtei zeir git. Why, according to the second shita brought in the Ravid, women are not allowed to do smicha? Why are women not allowed to do smicha? Because according to the Ramban, that the etzem hakorban of women does not require smicha, there's no kiyum at all of smicha. And therefore, they're not allowed to do smicha mishum avayda b'kotshim. Hashem came b'shar mitzvah shman grama, that the p'tur is from doing the mitzvah, they have a kiyum mitzvah. So even the second shita holds, they have a kiyum mitzvah. But smicha is andrish, smicha is different. Smicha is a nothing, because you can't do smicha at all, because the carbon is mufka from smicha. And male, if women do smicha, it's a vodah b'kachim. And therefore they can make a bracha on omitzeh z'man grama, they have a kiyum on omitzeh z'man grama. Just this day as memayit smicha. As we saw from the Ryan Tos, they can make a bracha mitzvah z'man grama, because they can do mitzvah z'man grama. The only shaila we're left with is, why can women, according to the shita, not wear kalayim b'tzitzis? If there's a kiyum mitzvah, let them wear kalayim. So that is our avodah, Mirtz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, for the next shir. And in the meantime, we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha l'umodu l'lamed lishmor v'las l'kayim is called the v'samu torah sabi ahava. Amen v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.